Welcome back to the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Line. Cindy Allen, Alan Watts here with you. And we have with us somebody very special this morning to talk about the Abbey Road on the River, Allie Hawthorne. Good morning, Allie.
Good morning. Thanks for having me this morning.
Oh, we're glad to have you. We always look forward to this. These concert series are just wonderful. And I think this is, what, 18 years?
We've been doing this a lot of years. Not as long as the Beatles, you know. We're celebrating a lot of the 50th anniversaries of their music. This year marks the 50th anniversary of the release of the Abbey Road album, which is the festival's namesake album.
Right.
So we're doing some fun shows to honor that. We're actually going to do a cool production where we blend the Abbey Road album with Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. Mm. We're calling it Abbey Road on the Dark Side.
Oh, really?
So that's kind of an example of, you know, how we find ways to reinterpret or present in a new way the Beatles' music, because as we know, their catalog is what it is. We're not going to get any more new music.
Right.
So we kind of come up, we're challenged with coming up with different ways to present that music and different ways to celebrate it every year. But yeah, we are all about peace, love, rock and roll, music from the 60s and 70s. And we like to think that we kind of kick off the summer here because we're held on Memorial Day weekend every year. That full 5-day weekend, we've got shows running. So that's the way to kick off a summer, in my opinion, with some music and peace and love.
That's right.
Yeah, 20,000 fans, 60 bands from around the world, 250 concerts, 8 indoor and outdoor stages. Wow.
Yeah, we're big. So most of the event takes place at the Big Four Station Park, which is just across the river from Louisville in Jeffersonville, Indiana. It's at the base of the walking bridge that connects, you know, Louisville to the Indiana side. And it's a beautiful sight. There's a huge playground over there. And the festival is very family friendly. You know, kids 9 and under get admission for free.
Oh, that's great.
So we see a ton of families that bring their kids, and the kids can have fun playing on the playground, listening to music. The kids know the words to these songs.
Right. Well,
you know
the Beatles,
what I mean? The Beatles,
everybody loves the Beatles.
Exactly. And there's not that much music where grandparents, parents, and kids can all bond over the same song. Yes. So that is pretty special.
You see that a lot
at our event. A lot of multi-generational families are coming and having an unforgettable time with their kids and grandkids. So
I think that's great. Tell us a little bit about the headliners this year.
Well, we are bringing in the Buckinghams, the Cowsills, and the Grassroots. So each of those bands, you know, was amazing in their own right. Now, what's interesting about the Cowsills, a lot of people don't know, they were the real-life inspiration behind the Partridge Family, the movie. So they're a family sibling group. And they started out, you know, back in the 60s. They're still together performing today. It's supposed to be a really high-energy show, so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I love Partridge Family, so that'd be great.
Right, I know. And everybody knows the Grassroots. You don't want me singing this morning, so I'm not going to give you a sample. But, you know, it's like these bands, you've heard of them, and then when you start looking through their songs and their hits, you're like, oh, my gosh, I didn't know that that's who that was.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So, a lot of the music at the event is, you know, you don't even think about it, but all the bands that were inspired by the Beatles or that were, you know, coming up and listening to the Beatles thinking, wow, they're innovative. You know, we're going to start our own thing. And there's just countless, the influence of the Beatles is really immeasurable. But anytime we have these bands perform at our event and we say to them, you know, hey, the Buckinghams, will you guys play a Beatles song or two sometime in your set to kind of tie this all together? And every response is the same. They say, oh, try and stop us.
Right.
Love to do that. Absolutely.
But they did the song Kind of a Drag. I mean, everybody remembers that song. We play that today.
Did you really?
Oh, yes, we absolutely do. It's a great song.
Yep.
It's really good.
Well, and that's the feel of this festival. We like to say it's not just a festival, it's a feeling. It's all about happiness and love, and you know, the music and the lyrics that the Beatles wrote 50 years ago are still relevant today.
Yes.
And that's really saying something about what they were doing and the impact that they've had, and just how amazing they were. I mean, we think they're the greatest band of all time.
Absolutely.
We're a little bit biased with Abbey Road on the River, but I'd challenge anyone to argue that.
Yes.
I mean, you know, their record is just amazing.
Yes.
So we love celebrating them and everything they stood for.
All right. So we invite everybody to come up to Abbey Road on the River. It's May 23rd through the 27th. And that's at the Big Four Station Park in Jefferson, Indiana, which is just right across the river from Louisville.
How do people find out more about it if they'd like to come?
We've got our website up, which has all the information about the schedule, the lineup, the hotels. If you're coming from out of town, you need somewhere to stay. It's abbeyroadontheriver.com, or you can just use the acronym AR. AbbeyRotr.com. Find all the information there online.
Like your donut, too.
Thank you. My sprinkle donut fascinator. I know it makes me hungry every morning when I wear it, but it also brings me a smile.
I think it makes everybody smile. It's pretty cute.
Any particular horses you like this week for the Derby?
Oh, gosh. I haven't even looked at the horses. Don't put me on the spot. I usually just eeny, meeny, miny, moe it, whichever one I'm feeling that day, and I figure that's as good of a chance as any. So.
There's some pretty good names, like Game Winner. Barb Baffert has three horses, so you can't go wrong with picking a Baffert horse.
You have to take a look at those, yep.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. They really do. They got some cool names, too.
Well, Allie Hawthorne with us this morning. Abby Road on the River. Look forward to a great celebration. And back to listeners to WHBO and KDC, for that matter. We may have some tickets to give away at some point.
Ooh,
we're going to bring some
exciting.
Back with us.
So it is.
We'll see.
Fantastic. Very have good. A wonderful Derby week.
Well, thank you so much. Allie Hawthorne and Cindy, our coverage brought to you by
Home Place Mortgage, Hancock's Neighborhood Market, Brobbit Foods and Gifts, Heritage Bank, Commonwealth Agri Energy, Herpace Furniture, and Hopkinsville Outdoor Equipment.
For Cindy Allen, I'm Alan Watts from the Kentucky Derby AT&T Morning Lodge.